Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and we are joined by Mayor DeZine Extension District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources, and 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us today, and it looks like, based on what I can see out the window and based on what the past several days have been like, we might as well just about call it summer, and you've got some good summer stuff coming up to tell us about.
We definitely do. And in the Mayor DeZine District, which is made up of Lynn and Miami County, we have some great 4-H workshops and workshops that are really open to anybody. And I know the other counties and extension districts also have the same. And so I wanted to tell you a little bit about some that we have going on in our district. And if some are of interest to you, you can always reach out to us and say, hey, do you still have a room? We'd like to come. A lot of these workshops are open to the public. They're also open to 4-H'ers. And we are just, you know, really about educating the public and educating the youth. And so we are definitely willing on some of them to entertain people from all over. Or I'd encourage you to call your local office and see what they have going on, because there gets to be a lot of different things going on, and they vary from county to county. Just as we know, looking at our schools and our churches, every place has a different interest. Because maybe the people behind it have a different background and things going on. And so some of the things that we have going on in Lynn County specifically is we have what's called a favorite foods contest, and it's about table decorating and understanding recipes and meal planning. And that is June 11th. And then you can follow that up with our Southeast Area Challenge Day, which is June 27th in Emporia. And that's open to 4-H'ers that are from all of Southeast. A lot of the listeners out there, this is definitely something, if you take part in your county favorite food contest, that you can qualify for the area contest. And at that area contest, there is also a horticulture, crops, and family consumer science, as well as photography judging. So those are all judging contests. We think about livestock judging, horse judging, but we don't always think about that there are contests for horticulture judging, crops, family consumer science, and photography. So that is definitely something different. We also have an area livestock judging contest that happens in Yates Center, and that's on June 16th. And there's livestock judging, a livestock skill-a-thon, and meat judging. And again, that is open to 4-H members in all of Southeast Kansas. And so if you need more details on any of those, like I said, contact our office or your local office if you're not from Lynn County. Some of the other things that we have going on within the district is we do day camps for younger individuals, and we have one in Paola and one in Bound City, and I'm pleased to say that those are already completely full. People are very excited to do the day camps, and even though those day camps are full, I think it's good to know that those are even options out there, and to be looking for different ones that are going on. One that we do have coming up that isn't full is we actually have a lady who does floral design who is coming to Mound City on June 14th at 1 o'clock. And you can come and build a bouquet, a floral centerpiece. All the supplies are provided. It's $25. And that is open to anybody. Even if you're an adult and you want to come, we definitely will entertain anybody that's interested, because it's all about getting together and learning a little something. And I think also doing intergenerational programming is very important, and for our young people to become more comfortable working with adults that they maybe don't know. And so those are important things that take place. And we have a lot of different things going on. We have a team leadership class coming up. We have spring livestock shows that happen. And so there are a lot of things happening in 4-H. It's, like you said earlier, summer's getting started. Be looking for the different things that are happening in the different extension units. They're, like I said, open to 4-H'ers, and a lot of things are also open up to non-4-H'ers. But there are definitely a lot of things going on between extension and 4-H. And also, you know, Vacation Bible School is coming up, and so there's a lot of great opportunities for youth in these rural communities to get some great education and skills and also have some fun in doing that. And so if you're interested in any day camps or want to know more, you're welcome to call our extension office at 913-795-2829 or your local office or check us out on Facebook, Meritazine, which I know is kind of, some people get taught to spell that, but if you just type Meritazine Extension or K-State Extension Mound City, it'll take you right to our website, and we have a lot of these flyers on the calendar for you to look at. But lots of things coming up. We're excited to get the kids in for some day camps and really start working more with the youth here in the summer months. So those are just some of the things going on, and County Fair will be here before we know it.
Sounds like a lot of things are going to be here before we know it, but they all sound like really neat events. You caught my attention, though, and I want to ask, what is a livestock skill-a-thon?
A livestock skill-a-thon is actually kind of a written knowledge test of what you know about livestock equipment. There'll be stations where you take tests around and you have to identify different livestock equipment. And so it might be that there is a poster there and you have to write down what breeds are these numbers, what part of the lamb is this. If you're looking at pig snares or syringes, what kind of syringe is this? So it's just asking knowledge questions about general livestock.
Oh, cool. I think I probably flunk, except when it comes to chickens or sheep, but that sounds neat.
Yeah, it gets pretty intense, and they can be pretty hard, and it's amazing what these kids know, too.
Oh, yeah. I have a feeling that we would probably all be impressed by some of the stuff that they've got hidden in their brains there.
Exactly.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and looking forward to an update on how some of these camps go later.
Awesome.
All righty. You have a good day, and thanks again for joining us.
Thank you.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey.